It's time for Brother Larry's Sinner's Sunday. Oh yeah. You tell him, Larry. Brother Larry coming at ya.
Thank you, Brother Dre. Thank you, Larry Edson. Welcome. Welcome, everyone, to Sinner's Sunday. The only place in the known universe with a steeple, a crucifix, and a neon cocktail sign. This is not your parents' Sunday gathering. This is a whole other smoke. Our incense doesn't come from some organic matter smoldering in a thurible. No, that aromatic scent in your nostrils is what you get when lies are put to flame and the truth is set free. As you probably know, this show is a spinoff of That Larry Show, which has been running for nearly 2 years now, every Tuesday, or thereabouts. And a few shows back, I went into some detail about seeing one of my favorite performers, Alice Cooper, who is not only the son of a preacher man, but a pretty spiritual guy himself. And beyond his music, a reason I've always enjoyed Alice is his quest to entertain and only entertain. There is no message, or as I put it in episode 117, no Bono moments. Bono, of course, frontman for U2, one of the biggest acts ever. But unlike Alice, Bono just has to weigh in on everything. And his latest pirouette in the global spotlight? A visit with Pope Frankie. So here we have this confluence of two things. A world-famous religious prelate and a fading rock star, which basically forces us to look closer at celebrity and what it has to do with the spiritual realm. And the answer is nothing and everything. Bono seems to have a thing for pontiffs. He also had an audience with Jean-Paul II back in the 90s, but this time with Frank, the Argentinian socialist, Bono is really getting his yayas out. Seems Bono is quite concerned about the latest round of priest-child sex abuse scandals. Bono wasn't so sure the church was taking it seriously, but when he met with Frank, Bono said, quote, "You can see the pain in his face. I felt he was sincere," unquote. Well, that's reassuring. So parents, worry no more. Bono has spoken, and he says, it's all good. Then, once that issue was resolved, Bono and Frank tackled another conundrum, capitalism, or as Bono and the Pope called it, the wild beast that is capitalism. According to Bono, Pope Frankie said, quote, "We have to rethink the wild beast that is capitalism and how, though it is not immoral, it is amoral and requires our instruction," unquote. Let's see. Now, Bono's net worth is estimated in the area of $700 million. The wild beast of capitalism. And Bono and Frank are going to instruct it. I wonder how that syllabus will be written. And of course, one must lead by example, mustn't one? Will the pontiff move from the Vatican Palace to, one bedroom in Reseda, California? He is only one guy. No wife, no kids. That Vatican Palace has over 1,000 rooms. But Frank does occupy some less palatial space in Rome, but still, what are they doing with those 1,000 rooms? Ooh, maybe that's where they house the lawyers that are handling all those pedophile lawsuits. The palace at Versailles, which housed a succession of French kings, most of whom had wives, kids, girlfriends, boyfriends, dogs, cats, and so on, those big tribes of French royalty had to squeeze themselves into a lousy 700 rooms in their palace. If the rooms aren't housing attorneys, surely there are many homeless in Italy, no? Maybe offer a few hundred rooms to those people? Mi casa is su casa, eh, Frank? And that Bono, Oh, he's got mansions and yachts and car collections and a Learjet, and oh my, with 700 mil, you'd think he could get a decent guitar player. I mean, that Edge guy couldn't ace an audition for a garage band. See the movie It Might Get Loud, where Edge tries to keep pace with Jimmy Page and Jack White in a simple chord progression, one that would not challenge a beginner. It's mind-blowing. You'll see what I'm talking about. Guy's inept. Maybe Bono can be the 21st century Saint George, eh? Put on a suit of Armani armor and hop in one of his Teslas or the Maserati and charge that beast that is capitalism. And if not outright kill it, at least instruct it. Teach it some morals. These rich enemies of capitalism are so puzzling. At the top of their agenda is always wealth redistribution. But they only want to redistribute other people's money. I wonder what JC would have thought about Bono and Pope Frank. JC didn't seem too enamored of celebrities, huh? In fact, he kind of made a career out of pissing them off and disrespecting them. He had no inclination whatsoever to cozy up to power and wealth. He did not revile those things. He simply operated on a different plane. He had no desire to be a celeb or hang with celebs. He just wanted to teach people how not to be assholes. He preferred the company of the common folk, fishermen and hookers and lepers. There's quite a contingent out there who try to claim JC was some kind of commie himself. Well, that's nonsense. What he was a minimalist. He liked things simple, but if offered a taste of the good life, he didn't refuse. He let chicks wash his hair and feet. He liked to go to parties. Did he eat and drink at those parties? You betcha. His first public miracle was to make the wine for a party. There's a passage in Matthew that says some scribe walked up to JC and said, "Hey, I want to follow you wherever you go." And JC answered, "The foxes have holes, the birds have nests, but I have nowhere to lay my head." So he was telling this guy, there'd be no Teslas, Learjets, and not even a place to sleep. Where was JC's 1,000-room palace? Where was his gold-plated chariot, Bruno Mali's sandals? The only ride he caught was on a donkey, and that was on the way to his execution. There was a big story in the Hollywood Reporter a few years ago about all the celebs who have met Pope Frank and think he's pretty damn fabulous. Chris Rock claimed he thought Frank might be, quote, "the greatest man alive." That's some endorsement. Even greater than Bono? The power of celebrity is sick. If Pope Frank was just the guy he was pre-Pope, Jorge Mario Bergoglio, and he was back in Argentina working as a nightclub bouncer, which is what he was doing before he became a priest, and say Chris Rock was walking into that club and the future Pope opened the velvet rope for him, I wonder if Chris would have stopped and stared and said he had just seen the greatest man alive. One also has to wonder if the Pope Frank had one morning been told by his apparatchiks that some guy was at the front door of the Vatican. Some guy named Paul Hewsom, and this Paul guy was some kind of musician. He wanted to meet the pontiff and discuss pedophile priests and the beast that is capitalism. Do you think Pope Frankie would have taken that meeting with Paul Hewsom without knowing he was a world-famous rock star named Bono? The whole celebrity thing is one of the biggest failings of our species. It's how monsters get power and kill millions. I can understand why Bono has fans. Though I don't dig much of his music, I get how people do. He has an okay voice. He's no Elvis or Freddie Mercury, but he can put a song over. And who could doubt that Bono doesn't know a hell of a lot about the music and entertainment businesses. No one could achieve the success he has and not. But exactly how does success in music make his opinions valid in any field other than music? When people achieve great success, they soon have battalions of sycophants kissing their asses and telling them how great they are 24/7. And pretty soon, they believe it. Tragic case in point, Steve Jobs. He spent all his adult life being told he was beyond brilliant. And then he gets cancer. And lots of doctors who have spent all their adult lives studying cancer tell Steve he needs surgery, but Steve being Steve, and certain that he must be smarter than all those doctors because they are not billionaires, they are not celebrities, Steve figures that his brilliance transcends marketing overpriced, fruit-branded landfill. And so, he self-medicates with juices and acupuncture, and pretty soon, Steve's dead. The Pope is a guy that rose to the top of an immense organization, an organization known for a lot of great things, but also plenty of subterfuge, corruption, and political intrigue. Same as governments and corporations. Shouldn't that tend to make us wary of him, as we are of politicians and business moguls? If I was introduced to a guy that nobody knew, who could not sing or elbow his way through the ranks of some vast organization, but that guy instead, while Bono and Pope Frank toured the world, backslapping other guys much like themselves, if that unknown guy had spent his life hunched over a microscope and had just figured out a cure for cancers or Alzheimer's, he would be the guy I would be happy to declare the greatest man alive. Hey, thanks for hanging with us again. If you like what you heard and want to help support this ministry, the only one of its kind, go to patreon.com/thatlarryshow and help us keep the lights on. Come back and see us this Tuesday for the regular show at thatlarryshow.com. And until that time, remember, just because somebody's famous doesn't mean anything.